Good morning. With Simen Chayodom, Klalam and Gimel, Simen Hey. So we discussed in Simen Dalet the situation where Erev Shabbos, the Tzibur is being Mekabel Shabbos, and he cannot daven, did not daven Mincha yet. So in that situation, he cannot daven together with them in the shul. Now he says, if you start before that happens, even though while you're davening Mincha, they will act with Mekabel Shabbos, that's okay. If a person comes to shul prior to the Kabbalah Shabbos, but close to it, even though he will not be able to complete mincha prior to Kabbalah Shabbos, so that's not a problem. He can start davening mincha in the shul, knowing that they're going to be Mekabel Shabbos in the middle, because he started Beheter. Now it sounds like the Chayyadim is introducing a concept of Hiskel Beheter, which we discussed in the context of davening Mincha before this, very close to the end of Mincha during the weekdays, nighttime, and starting knowing you're not going to finish in time. Is that permitted? And we said that's not so poshut, that you're allowed to do that. And here the Chayyadim seems to be embracing such a concept. So, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah there in this halacha, which is in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, Sifta Hez Zayin, we get a little bit of a different picture. So Mishnah Berurah in Siman in Sif Katan Samach Beis, in Katan Samach Gimel, says even though he knows that he's not going to be able to finish it beforehand, it's called Sitatani Beheter, because this issue of davening Tefillah Shel Chol next to those which are davening Shel Shabbos is only Chumra Ba'alma, which we've sort of mentioned in the previous year, that really Mikra Din the Shaykh Tefillah of the weekday on Shabbos. It's not something which is totally inappropriate for Shabbos. And therefore, that's why this concept of the Hiskel Behetra applies over here. But the Mishnah actually adds at the end, from that even in this case, it's still preferred if a person would go outside of the shul and daven outside as opposed to davening inside mincha while the tzibur is ready being Mekabel Shabbos. Just to point out, when is the moment to be Mekabel Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch mentions the moment to be Mekabel Shabbos is when they say Boruch Hu. When they start Maariv, that's a Kabbalah Shabbos, which then applies to the session. He's going to start over here Mincha, knowing that they're going to be saying Baruch Hu while he's davening Shemone Esrei. So he would not answer Baruch Hu in the middle of Shemone Esrei. So that's the scenario where the Shulchan Aruch presents it. The Poskim say nowadays that we say Kabbalah Shabbos, they did not have that which we call Kabbalah Shabbos is not part of the regular tefillah. It's instituted later, Api Kabbalah, and the Shulchan Aruch is not really referencing based on such a concept. And the Ramah as well, they did not have it in Europe. It started in Eretz Yisrael, eventually moved to Europe as well, but that didn't take place till later. And that's why, by the way, the meaning is that Kabbalah Shabbos is said from the Bima and not from the Yomid, to indicate it's not part of the regular tefillah. And historically, there were people who would say it, people wouldn't say it. Not everybody came to shul for that time, and then when Maariv would come, everybody would be in the shul ready to daven Maariv. So it's a little bit of a different concept. But nowadays, it has become normal to do that. Normalized to do that, so the Mishnah Berurah says, from Mekabel Shabbos with Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos. And some places have said that nowadays, even with the end of the Chodoydi, which we say Boi, when we say Boi Kala, Boi Kala, and we, as it were, introduce the Shabbos into ourselves, that's a form of Kabbalah Shabbos as well. So whatever the Shulchan Aruch is referring to over here is the Kabbalah. She's saying that's not a problem because you're a Maskel Behetur. That would not be a comparable situation to the idea of Tanish Shemone Esrei, relying on the fact you're going to finish before the end of the Zman, whether it's Shkia or Lila, depending on which opinion you go with. So this would not prove that concept. That being said, we did mention the Aruch HaShulchan does say that concept in regards to Mincha. And he says that the main point is that if you start your tefillah in the zman of the tefillah, it's called your davening during the zman. There's not an isser to daven at night time. It's you have to daven in the right time. So it's called davening in the zman. So that's and he brings a raya from Bilam that Bilam wanted to make a klola in Klai. So Chazal saying Maran Brachos says that the period of Hashem's anger, which is what Bilam would take advantage of, was very brief. So how did he do that? So Tosfos says, well, Mshad, as long as he started during that zman, that's called, he sang the whole klola during that time of Hashem's anger. So the Aruch HaShulchan sees this concept that's called davening of the zman, as long as you started the tefillah in that zman. Have a good day.